This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, the year is almost done, but as I think I said a couple of days ago, the second to last week of 2023 has brought with it some economic nuggets that should be discussed, so we will. Amara Mokwe is at the Wall Street Journal. Amara, hi, how are you?
Hey, Kai.
So let's start today with PCE, personal consumption expenditure. As everybody who listens to this program or reads Business and Economic News knows, it is the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. 2.6% year on year, which is oh so close. Month on month, it is down, actually. Prices are down in this economy. What do you, first of all, what do you think of it?
Well, I'm just really struck by where we are and how different that is from where we were at this time last year. So just coming into 2023, you know, the feeling was that we could get a recession at the end of this year or early in 2024 because of the Fed's rate hikes. And now with these inflation numbers that we've been getting recently, it's a totally different tune, right? A lot of economists are feeling like the soft landing scenario is feasible. And it's just such a, it's such a marked difference from where we were this time last year.
Okay, that's what you think about it. What do we think Jay Powell thinks about it? And remember, this is a guy who said in a Q&A session like a month, 6 weeks ago, what a good time was for Jay Powell. He's asked that question. He said, a really good time is a good inflation report. This is it. It's been handed to him gift wrapped.
Yes, it has. And I think that what you've seen Chair Powell doing is acknowledging and welcoming the progress that the Fed has made on bringing inflation down, but still striking a somewhat careful tone about where the Fed will go next, right? They are saying that the base case scenario is no more rate hikes. But they haven't said that they haven't taken rate hikes off the table. And they also haven't said, you know, they also haven't given a timeline for when they could start to cut rates. So you see a little bit of caution still. And I think it's also notable that at the last press conference after the Fed meeting, you also saw Chair Powell talking about this idea of not holding on too long, right? Not keeping rates this high for too long. So they are considering a bunch of different things right now.
Granted that it's a delicate balance, and Powell is walking an economic tightrope as well as a communications tightrope. Do you think it's, just to get back to where I started the program, where the Fed doesn't really want to talk about it, this economy is doing really well. Prices are still elevated. And, and what you hear out of the Fed is more caution than promise.
Yeah, because they got inflation kind of wrong before, right?
Kinda,
and they, I think that's part of where the caution is coming from. They don't want to see inflation firm up again. And so they are trying to manage expectations, particularly in the markets.
All right. Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay. So another big indicator this week, the last revision of gross domestic product for the third quarter, 4.9% growth in the third quarter, as I said, slowing a bit, according to the Atlanta Fed here in the fourth quarter. Still, though, this is that I hate to use the Goldilocks thing, but this is an economy doing really well, right? Growing almost 5%.
It is. It's doing much better than anyone expected really this year. And I think that's part of what is driving that optimism about the soft landing scenario. We're also seeing the labor market hold up pretty well, better than many expected. We're seeing spending hold up pretty well as well. So I think that some economists say that there will be a slowdown in 2024. But in general, I think people feel like things are on a good path.
Okay, here's the rub. Consumer sentiment, as we know, and consumer confidence are both elevated. And in fact, consumer confidence came out this morning, and the quote that they used was renewed optimism for 2024. That's despite prices remaining elevated and consumers still spending. And yet there is that undertone of agita. Or is that just me reading the tea leaves wrong? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. I think that people, when you look at the consumer sentiment data, people are finally starting to notice that inflation has cooled and they're starting to feel the benefits of that. They hear the news that the Fed is probably done hiking rates. And so I think that is translating through to some of the sentiment data. But they still feel like prices are high relative to where they were a couple of years ago. And so I think that still causes some discomfort, some anxiety when people go to the grocery store or whatever. They're still like, oh, this isn't great. So it'll be interesting to see how the sentiment data evolves in early 2024.
Real quick, and I hate to put you on the spot in like 15 or 20 seconds, but here goes. You ready? What are the downside risks? What's keeping Jay Powell up at night?
Yeah, I think there are geopolitical risks. Certainly, you know, we still have the situation in Ukraine. We have the situation in the Middle East. And, you know, there are still some parts of inflation that haven't cooled as much as perhaps people would like. Shelter, I'm thinking about that. So, there's still some progress that needs to be made.
Amara Mokwe at The Wall Street Journal on this Friday before Christmas. Thanks.
Thanks, Kai.